darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Darkness, Cody.
Mm-hmm. Back at it.
We are back at it again after the Thanksgiving. After the turkeys.
Mm-hmm. After you belling on another podcast. Yep.
Belling on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute now. We ain't going to be throwing around belling on anything.
What you talking about?
We know what we're talking about. Now, I know I bell on some things. For comic relief.
Comic relief.
I have never belled on anything
really?
Just a bell.
Okay.
Every bell that I have has an, particularly and thoughtfully planned out.
Really? Okay, so.
Yep.
When you belled on your child when she was born, that was thoughtfully planned out?
Yes, it was, because I wasn't going to raise it. So
you
it was gone. It goes, zoom!
Oh, and not to mention, this past week.
Yeah.
Darkness at the Movies. I remember when we recorded the Darkness last week on a Tuesday, we said, hey, we're recording on Saturday. You good for that CD? You're like, yeah, sure, man. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And what happens on Friday? People want to ask, hey, I got the messages right here. He asks, what time will we review on Darkness at the Movies tomorrow?
Gotcha.
I respond, and I say, tomorrow's pretty much wide open for me.
Oh, wait, hold on. Cool. You know what?
What?
Man, let me look at my watch or do anything that Friday because I'm working Black Friday and Black Saturday.
Okay. Well, you failed to mention that to us.
Huh?
You failed to mention that to us. That's what I'm saying. So there's a bit of miscommunication there. Get a game with you, CJ. I just to point that out.
My God. Yeah, I know what was going on. I work retail.
Hold on. Hold on. Yes, we know you work retail, but we did not know what was going on because on Tuesday, last Tuesday, you said, yeah, I can do that. So, but what happened?
Okay. Yeah, I totally forgot about Black Friday. Totally didn't think that I would have to be at work.
You couldn't take like 1 minute,
for 14 hours
to respond. Is that what you're telling me?
Man, that's exactly what I'm telling you. Because on Friday, I had to work from 6:30 a.m. to 11:30 at night. No break.
I understand.
No break.
Okay. The next day, midday.
Same.
What are you saying? You just sent a thumbs up. How the hell are we supposed to know that, CJ?
You know what? No. You know, I saw that. I saw that later on. And I saw, I'm like, oh, damn it. Did I hit the enter button on accident? Because I do not know what the thumbs up, why was there a thumbs up.
God, you love setting yourself up, don't you?
That thumbs up was like one of those, seeing Arnold Schwarzenegger going into the lava of Terminator. Oh, my God. And then I saw it, too, and I'm like, man, that thumbs up going to come back at home.
It's a triumphant moment for Schwarzenegger. It's a moment of doom for your ass.
Man, pretty much. I'm like, why? Because I didn't even really notice there was a thumbs up. Because I'm looking at my watch.
Okay, CJ, look, man, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, man. I'm this one time only. But damn, man, you got to be better with the communication, brother. I'm sorry. You got to. Got to, man.
Right.
Got to. Ain't that hard, CJ. It's not that hard. I do it all the time. I do it all the time. People do it all the time.
I'm just simple.
Can do it. You can do it.
Simple city boy with all the technology walking around back and forth.
God damn your
ass. I'm just, you know, I admit, I do have a problem with the texting. I'm horrible.
Jesus Christ, man. Seriously.
I'm deplorable at texting and emailing. And all that stuff.
It's a real problem. It's a real problem.
It is. It's one of the work problems that I definitely know I have when it comes to Texas.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, so. Yeah, boy. But I'll let you know. You'll be the first to know that this was not done maliciously. It was not done without care. Right. It was not done just to want to piss you guys off this time.
Okay. Right,
this will the one time, if I can keep my character from being assassinated. I will admit that this time, of all the other times, yes, all the other times, yeah, they were done on purpose. They were done just to do it, but not this one. Not this time.
Okay. All right. This I have a hard time believing that, but okay.
This was totally legit.
I'll buy it just this once. That's it. You play your last card, brother. That's it.
That's all a bear has. A bear has his word.
Got something.
Shoot, but man.
Yeah.
And what a week last week.
Yes. It was quite a week. Quite a week.
Especially besides having Thanksgiving, enjoying it with the family, some of us seeing our friends. Some of us getting drunk with our friends and throwing up on their car.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What do you do?
I don't know. My gosh. I don't know.
What the hell did you do, CJ?
I went out with my best friend, Chris. We went to the one rock bar. There's only rock bar in Chicago, like some kind of heavy metal gothic bar or whatever that stays open at 4 a.m. in the morning. We was having a good time. I mean, it's always good when you're like the only black people in a bar like that. Yeah, except when you see some black girls that are kind of hot, but then they don't really want nothing to do with you.
Wait, what? You saw black girls that you thought were hot?
Oh.
Really? No.
That always happens.
Oh, okay.
But I knew they didn't want me.
Oh, yeah, they probably got those bad vibes off you. Like, yeah, well, she don't want me.
I think we probably both thought that at the same time. We both walked past each other. Hello, how are you? That bitch don't want that nigga don't.
That mischievous ass smiley got on. Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, like, hey, how you doing? Good. Nice to see. Oh, I'm glad that we're two types of people that like to listen to alternative things. Yeah, me too. Fucking bitch. Why don't you go make your zebra baby somewhere else then? Get out of here.
Nope.
Oh, you want to go make an Obama? You make an Obama anywhere you please. You traitor.
Okay, so yeah, you're at this bar. Okay.
Yeah, so man. And it was a great bar. I mean, it was weird, man. I should have took pictures of the inside. This bar had everything. It had bras and panties hanging from the ceiling. It was like spikes and motorcycles. It looked like if the apocalypse had happened inside, you know, like, you know how you see, what is that, Book of Eli?
Mm.
How everything was just so dirty and dusty and everything like that, and you see all these wild people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked just like the Book of Eli, but in the inside. Upstairs, you see that one rave party ceiling. So it was a great bar. They had some good beers and drinks and, you know, Long Island iced teas. And sometimes a Long Island iced tea turns into two and add some beer.
No kidding. I know all about that.
All right.
Yeah, I've been down that road before.
So I'm out with my friend Chris. Had a few, maybe four. And we come back, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. Because I haven't been out in a while. Tired from a drive up there. So we're having fun, drinking, enjoying it. Drinks go by. I get in the car. And I'm not driving, by the way, too. So he's driving. So I thought, when I'm not driving, it's like I'm the bear on leash. Chicago town in Chicago.
The last thing that city needs.
You know how that feeling is, like when you don't drive and somebody else drive you around?
Oh, I know.
It's like you're free. You're free from all responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's like if you got another woman to take care of a child for you, you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, really?
You got free reins.
You don't say, CJ.
I know. You would never know that feeling, huh? Too bad, bro. Too bad. You're like, you just break your shackles of responsibility. Like, ah! Freedom! One day you'll know the taste of that pure freedom.
I think I had too much respect for that.
Yeah, you become a true animal, a true bear. That's when I tapped into my true bear's mode. But Yeah, so I tapped my full bear mode, all right. And I was in that car driving, we were heading back home. And I'm just sitting, I'm like, oh my Lord. Look, everything's starting to get a little dizzy. And then, you know, on the highway, when you're on the highway going like about, he going about at least 70 to 80 miles an hour, you're like, you know what? Either do I let him know gently, or do I just try to make it out the window? Then we'll just make it out the window. Blah, 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 blah. It was all cool, though. It was all outside the window. It was just nothing but life. I mean, all on the side of his car. Jeez. I don't know who was the car behind me. I'm sorry, people.
Oh, good God. That is,
if you were that person wild. Behind me.
I was just about to ask you that, too. Well,
I don't know.
I mean, while he was driving, and you just answered my question.
I believe it, probably he hit somebody. Maybe the person had to pull over, pull off the road. I don't know. I really don't. But thank God I had some quarters in my pocket from the tow rolls. So we was able to pull over and hose it down.
Goddamn.
That's how you know you have a great, good friend, man. You can throw him in the car and hose it down the same night.
Oh, well, yeah. I've been on the opposite end of that. I've been driven around some dudes that have just been out of it. Had to take their ass, drunk asses home, save their lives, basically.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So, I've been there. Well, not on that end, but yes.
Sure. So your day is coming. Your hallway is coming.
Yeah.
Going out the side of your hallway. Shoot, but what about you, Cody? Your Thanksgiving? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was cool. It was cool. Hung out with the family, went to my uncle's house. That was nice. Nice to see family again and all that good stuff. Had a pretty chill Thanksgiving. Didn't do anything too extravagant. So, I don't know. That was pretty much it, man.
And, you know, being in the black family, you know, y'all had to sit around. And we, you know, black families do have that meeting. Meeting amongst minds. Bringing up the Fergusons.
We had no goddamn beef.
Y'all didn't have the meeting of the minds of the Fergusons.
The hell are you talking about? No.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm telling too much of the secret? I forgot. Yeah, you mulatto or something. I don't know what you are. So somebody, okay, we forgot to give you that memo. But on days like this is when we talk about all black topics and all black issues.
No, I ain't talking about any of that, actually. So
nobody talk about Ferguson.
No, I guess we the mold, or against the mold, rather.
I guess you guys like California guys. So I don't know what y'all go through anyway. Y'all not real doxuses.
Not real dockies.
Yeah, y'all not the real dockos. Sitting there and declaring if the Ferguson were good or bad or in between.
I think we got enough of that during the week. I don't think we need to bring any more of that on. Fucking dampen the mood.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry that your family failed as black people. But, no, it was all good, though. I mean, good. I had a good, you know, like I said, had a good Thanksgiving. Listened to a lot of podcasts, too, on the way drive up here.
Okay.
I don't know if you have heard of this one podcast called Serial. This American Life. Oh, okay. I know you heard of This American Life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so This American Life got a spinoff show called Serial. And it is actually with one of his people that work on the show with him, who has a really, really boring voice. I mean, her voice puts you to sleep about any time you listen to her. But the show is so interesting because right now it's talking about a murder. It's supposed to be like a season-long show.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a murder that have happened back in like the 96 or whatever, 99. And you're listening to the murder, trying to see if this guy actually did it or didn't do it. And every time you think the guy didn't do it, it turns it on his head and you're like, oh my goodness, he did do it. No, he didn't do it, back and forth. So it's real good. I suggest you give it a listen, man. Especially if it's only 40 to half an hour long.
All right. Sounds interesting.
Yeah. So, that's the good thing about when you're driving on the road, like especially making those wild drives, you can listen to so many different things.
That's true.
Yeah. And then, so do you go any Black Friday shopping?
Oh, man. I thought about, because I usually do my Black Friday shopping online, you know, through Amazon and whatnot, but I looked at my what I have. I'm like, hey, I pretty much have everything I want, so didn't need anything.
Okay, I mean Amazon. So you're the new school where you do the Amazon.
Yeah, because I'm going out. I only did that 1 year, but it was pretty smooth. I went like the middle of the day, got a game, got in, I was out. That was it. That was like 4 years ago.
Okay. Okay. I mean, what was the one thing that you kind of wanted?
I don't know, man. I guess I could have gotten another game or something, but I really didn't feel the need to buy them. Like, I got so many games I got to catch up on right now. So I'm like, do I need another one? Not really. So.
Yeah, especially guys like us, you know, I mean, us guys, either we get a system or we get a game or something like that.
Right.
Maybe computer here or there, maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, now kids nowadays, they don't care about systems and games that much because they know you're going to get that for Christmas. For Black Friday, they want to get cell phones and everything.
Oh, right. Yep. That's true.
Yeah. Or people want to try to get like a free phone on Black Friday or the greatest and latest.
Yeah, I think most people got their TVs and phones, you know, primarily the main sellers.
Right. But for Black Friday, the way they're coming in, waste their lives. Just to get something, they could have just, they saved $50 to $100.
Yeah. Oh, or you just keep their ass home. There's all the, most websites have sales online, too. So I'm like, I don't get it anymore. But hey, that's what you want to do. I guess it's an experience, and people like that experience. Right. I don't see why, but hey, to each their own, I suppose.
I know. And now the British, hopefully the Australians, like Wayne, they are starting to do Black Friday, too, and they kind of look stupid like us. So.
Catching on.
They are. I mean, they just showed that they're people like us. Mm. I want to see, like, a South Korea do Black Friday and stuff like that.
That'd be something.
That'd be really something. Yeah. I mean, man, I'm looking forward to this. You know, I love this season because I can catch up on movies, catch back on everything.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do once the semester's over. I got a shitload of movies I got to catch up on, so
yeah.
I'm glued to this TV.
Yeah, especially me and catching up on stupid ass trailers that are coming out. Great trailers coming out. Great things coming out.
Oh yeah. Speaking of trailers, man.
Yeah.
That little trailer, you know, for that franchise that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing broke the Avengers 2 trailer record. Which is like the biggest trailer up to date.
Really?
So yeah, man. I don't know if that statement really holds, CJ. So I'm still trying to figure out where you got that from, man. Nobody.
I stand by it.
You stand by it, okay?
I stand by it. Nobody cares. Only like two people care about Avengers. I mean, I've been with Star Wars. Yeah. Only Wayne and
only Wayne and Luke.
Only way to loot. All they did was just make multiple accounts and they re-downloaded it over and over.
Right.
That's it.
Like, you know, Star Wars is just dead. Nobody cares about that anymore.
Dead? Oh, shoot. It was never alive to begin with.
Oh, CJ. You unenlightened bastard. I'm assuming you saw it, right? The trailer?
You know what? I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Bits and pieces of it. So you haven't seen?
Yeah, I still never sat through like all of the 30 seconds of it.
Oh well, shit. Since we're on it, why don't you pull it out right now and watch it, man? I want to get your opinion on it.
Oh, God damn.
Girl, man, it's only like 1:30.
You're right. Star Wars trailer. Because all I keep seeing, like every time I'm on the internet, I'm thinking like. I'm like, wow, are they doing Django and Chain like this?
Come on, man.
Black man. I'm just saying, I just see a brother popping up.
Don't you do that.
Okay, you know, I am kind of happy that there's some brothers in the space.
That a dude, you got a main role.
It took a back.
They call him Django, goddamn.
It took a back to Homeboys in Outer Space, so that's why.
That is some slack.
Homeboys from outer space. Ooh, we ain't canceled?
Can't do that right.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's funny how I'm seeing only bits and pieces of it. And I'm thinking I'm seeing everything. without the red letters. There he is. You must have just got there having sex with a white woman. You're like, I got here. Like the father came home.
Oh, feel it? Feeling it?
You do that shit all the time. Star Wars, The Force of Sleep. I mean, Awaken. Oh, yeah. Yay!
Well, that was a cool ass trailer, man. No lie.
What's cool about it?
Really, dude?
You always see a Millennium Falcon.
There was nowhere in the prequels.
But you always see one, though. You always see toys of it. You always see it flying around. I mean, you always see it on people's t-shirts. It's not like people don't see
That's
it.
Funny how you always see it on people's t-shirts, but yet you just said nobody cares about Star Wars. So how does that work?
I saw the Wayne t-shirt.
That's just one person.
Nobody would play. Yeah, Wayne is he's the whole internet star. Okay.
Oh man, so that truly gave you nothing? Is that what you're telling me, CJ?
I mean, look, I don't know. I don't know what to think of. I'll just see a black man sticking his head up. They're flying around in a ship that I've seen before. Nothing new.
Nothing? Okay.
But nothing new. It's not. The only thing new is the lightsaber thing, which will look fine.
All right. So you don't like the whole design aesthetic. You don't see how like that like this grittier.
It's not shiny. It's not shiny like
fake. It's not like obviously green screen.
Right, it's not that yet.
You know, like notice like the beautiful cinematography and all that. Like nothing that doesn't give you any sort of hope.
Oh yeah. Looking at that desert, that masterpiece. Nobody can pull off a shot of looking at nothing like this can.
So you think as a teaser as a whole, you think it doesn't work at all?
As a teaser, no, because I don't even want more.
Wow. No, okay, I get you on that one. I get you.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I'm not a Star Wars fan, but you know that already. But I dug this teaser though. Yeah. I saw something there and I liked it. I'm like, okay, it's pretty cool. Like I understand why my Star Wars fans would be kind of excited about that. Granted, it's just a teaser, it doesn't mean shit about the movie itself. But hey, as a teaser, I thought it worked. I thought it was effective.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Maybe my heart is just so darkened because of next week. You know, maybe. I just can't handle it. I just can't handle
next. Is that next week? Is it 2 more weeks for the end?
Well, here they have the screeners and everything for it next week.
You know? Okay.
But no, you know what? I mean, I'm not gonna just attack Star Wars like that. I enjoyed it for what it is for the most part. I still don't really get it because too many of these things wasn't consistent. Like, you know, the force pushing and choking and stuff like that. So maybe that always bothered me as a kid just watching it. Like I enjoyed them pushing people and controlling things, you know, telekinesis. But then, you know, I was able to see that those kind of powers in other TV shows or other comics. And then people talk about the ultimate good versus evil showdown and story. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's nice. You know, I have a more Eastern hero arc love. Whereas Star Wars is more of a fantasy European style. You know, you have swords, you have knights versus, you know, it's like, it's a fantasy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fantasy instead of a medieval knights, they space knights.
Yeah.
And everything.
I can see those parallels, yeah.
And you know what it almost relates to?
What was that?
Lord of the Rings and you know, I used to love King Arthur the Round Table. So, like, King Arthur and all that kind of stuff. It kind of, as far as the swords and having a guide and this and that, you know, I just don't get into that kind of stuff. I don't like the Lord of the Rings because of the camping.
Okay.
Nothing about Lord of the Rings I like.
I kind of got that.
But I mean, I enjoy it, but I feel so bad because I feel like I missed that out on this club. I feel like one of those depressed goth kids who's like outside, who got invited to a party, who's invited to this fucking party. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm standing outside in the rain, like, nobody likes me, man. I can't go anywhere and have any fun. And everybody like, hey, man, come in the party. Man, woo, we're having a good time.
Well, you're not one party pooper. Just doesn't get it. just can't get with the crowd.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you in a way, man. I mean, like I said, I just like
seeing, like, a Star Wars film that just doesn't look like shit.
Right.
That's all I really care about. I guess just that alone, I'm like, okay, yeah, I can get behind this.
You know.
So, I don't know.
You're right, too. I mean, I think back watching episode one when I was, like, a teenager and stuff. And I'm like, oh. You know, if you see it as a kid, you're like, oh, it's okay. I mean, your brain can't even comprehend. Like, they're two different movies.
Oh, yeah, it's a kid's movie.
Right.
Of course.
Especially watching the original Star Wars and watching episode 1, 2, and 3. Those are, like, to me, it looked like two different dimensions happening. Like, they're not even a part of the same realm. So when people bitch about, like, the episode 1 ruined the franchise, I'm like, no, it didn't, because it's still there. You know?
Yeah.
It was too, you know, because when you look at something that was so super shiny, like, how is this the prequel? Everything's so shiny. Everything looks so fake. This doesn't even match the world that other world came from.
Okay.
So how can I take this? I wouldn't even take it as canon.
Exactly. It's kind of like when the Batman films went from Burton to Schumacher. The Schumacher films were apparently still took place in that universe, and there were sequels. So I'm like, really? None of this shit looks alike. None of it.
And then that's the thing. The thing, even DC know how to do this. DC know how to say, like, if you don't like something, that's in another universe. That's another dimension. Like, every person who writes a Batman or Wonder Woman or Flash, if it's not to somebody liking, it's happening in a totally different dimension or a different universe. Like, all these characters exist in some part, so your right version of that person exists somewhere. Yeah, so... You know, like people, talk about the Flash, how they don't like this certain Flash. I'm like, I think this Flash is fine. Granted, you know, what's the name? I kind of think of him like incest, the way the Flash likes his, like the girl.
Iris, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, that's just me. Maybe because, they grew up in the same house, and maybe other people don't see it because they're racist.
Hey, that's very possible.
Yeah. But, like, if you don't like it, you know, this is just another a universe of the Flash, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, the Star Wars would never ruin for me. All I'm trying to say, it would never ruin for me, because when I saw it, I just enjoyed it for what it was. It didn't change my life or anything. And then when I saw the prequels, it never destroyed what I liked about Star Wars, because it looked too different that I couldn't consider it to being the real thing.
I'm pretty much in the same boat with you, man. I never got into Star Wars. Like, that original trilogy, I think it's okay. I don't think it's great. Like, I don't think it's anything super memorable. But then when the prequels came around, I'm like, oh yeah, this is bullshit. But like I said, that old stuff never goes away. Always gonna be there. Always gonna be. Right. I know George Lucas brought out those special editions where he like made alterations and shit. It's hilarious to me. Yeah, people got mad. Got so mad. I was just laughing. I was like, damn, this guy just doesn't get it anymore. Just right. Not get it. So I was like, hey, okay, whatever. Like, the best thing for Star Wars to me, man, those Knights of the Republic games. I'm pretty sure I said that before. Love those games. And maybe that was because I had taken this character that I created, I could juxtapose myself onto this character. Maybe that had something to do with it, but I don't know. Those games, those stories, like, I dug the hell out of them. And so, like I think that the universe itself is interesting, man, but, like, the movies, they never really gave me anything to latch on to. So, right. I'm hoping this new one changes the mold for me, so, I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm being facetious out there, too. You know, I enjoy the space odysseys. I enjoy these, I enjoy anything dealing with space. I love space.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so, I think this is going to be a fine movie. I think it's going to be good. I just don't get it.
Same here. Yeah.
I remember the Pokemon movie coming out. Gotcha. Hell, that's a life changer, man.
You're all over that.
I mean, that movie, that first movie changed lives. I mean, you had Mewtwo telling Mew, you know, the existence of his life was the living a shadow of, because he was a clone. It talks about life and death like that. Come on.
Wait, don't try to make that movie something other than what it is. That movie.
Oh, it was, man. It was.
That movie
was so great.
Bullshit.
It even had political figures
right.
quoting that movie.
Stop.
It is. Do I need to find it?
You can find it. I'm just saying. Doesn't make
political,
that.
Oh. Political figures have sang Pokemon quotes because that move is so powerful.
Okay. I guess. I just remember that dumbass ending, man. Where everybody frozen or something.
Or
dead, something like that.
No. Yeah, what happened was Ash, he jumps in between the beam of Mewtwo and Mew,
yeah.
And he turned to stone.
Right, and then...
Started
like hold hands or something, and started like crying, or it was some stupid shit. And like,
so everybody would be pissed off and they start crying, and the tears transformed him into a real person again. And then Mewtwo felt so bad that he gave amnesia to everybody, and then the movie never happened.
That's some Man of Stella shit right there. Oh my God! I still appreciate where that's inspiration from.
I represent growth. All of the issues that we talk about.
The hell
if
is
we don't get this economic Hurricane. Engine moving by putting fuel in the engine, all of the rest of it won't matter. A poet once said, "Life can be a challenge. Life can seem impossible.
Life can seem impossible.
Oh, but it's never easy."
Never easy.
When there's so much on the line, we have a lot on the line. Send Washington a message and send a business problem solver to Washington, D.C.
Congressman Paul.
That man was supposed to be President of the United States of America. Henry Kane, 999. We robbed America.
Yes, we were robbed of a dude.
Who sold shitty pizza. Overpriced shitty pizza
at
quoted Pokemon.
At quoted Pokemon. Yes, America. That could have been our president, but y'all passed him up.
Yeah, it could have been your president, but y'all bullshitting America.
What could have been?
Right there. Now, when you get something like that, that changes a life. You change somebody's life in a political statement, then a man pulling out some lasers out his sword and throwing it and killing his father. That right there, Wayne.
No.
That's what a franchise should do to you, Wayne.
Damn, okay. Well, there you go, Wayne. Or from the horse's mouth himself.
Horse, yes. From the bear jaws itself. Anyway, that came out next year, 2005, so I need to go back and any of you guys ever heard Wayne and Luke Orgasm came all over that the trailer, please go listen to the Not Worth the Kick in the Ass. They talked about the trailer.
And also Isolate Your Soundbite too, which is probably the best part of that podcast.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You know what, I kinda envious, cause Wayne grew up with a brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can only imagine when you had friends growing up or grew up with another boy, you know, you can pretend to be two Jedis, you know, one dark, one light, having sword fights and everything with each other, with sticks and everything, you know. So maybe I missed out on that. Because I remember going to Wayne's house. He had Star Wars guns in his house and the whole family loved it and everything. You know, it's kind of hard to love something by yourself.
Kind of hard. What the hell are you talking about?
I'm just saying, man. I love something like Star Wars. Couldn't get nobody to like it.
Couldn't get nobody. Okay. All right. See.
Not around me.
All right.
Maybe that's my problem. But that's none of my business.
I think that is your problem, CJ.
Okay.
I think that's just exclusively your problem. Okay. No, 100% sure, but yeah, I a good bet, man. Yeah, I think it's all you.
All right, well, I'll be happy when your favorite movie comes out.
My favorite movie, man. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, man.
Now, we saw other trailers, too. I mean, we saw that... Yes,
we did.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic World, though. You did see that one, right?
I saw enough of those bits and pieces
God,
to actually
see the trailer.
What is that
with these bits and pieces, man?
Because, look, when a trailer like that comes out, you're going to see everybody on your Facebook post up different segments of the whole friggin' trailer. And if you scroll through your Facebook fast enough, it becomes one of those moving pictures. You know?
Just watch the goddamn trailer.
God damn it. Why?
It's hard, man. Damn, it's like, it's only a total of 3 minutes of your time. Take it from these trailers, man. That's it.
I just enjoy watching these things when I'm in the theater. Don't you love watching trailers in a movie instead of on the TV?
I don't care. It's pretty much the same to me.
I feel like, and I always took that special. Like, whenever I watched a trailer in the theater, I saw it in the theater, I'm like, oh my goodness. I get to see I'm seeing the future that nobody else can see right now.
At least for purposes for the show, just watch the goddamn trailer.
I saw enough people talk about it. I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm really proud of you for going on this trip. You're going to have so much fun. And remember, something chases you.
Justin Bieber looking kid. Everybody phones, they don't have any cases on their phone.
That's all suck.
We have learned more in the past decade from genetics than a century of digging up bones. A whole new frontier has opened up. We have our first genetically modified hybrid.
Just went and made a new dinosaur? Oh, not a good idea.
Didn't they make a dinosaur in number 2 or 3 that killed the T-Rex? The first 15 minutes?
That wasn't genetically altered, so.
Okay. It was just some random-ass badass.
Yeah.
Because he killed the T-Rex in like 3 minutes.
Yeah. People hated that along with me. That was some bullshit.
Well, if he wasn't genetically altered, then I guess it's okay. Anything that moves. Now, this is trailers. I did see that trailer for like concepts that they were trying to like breed a man dinosaur. That was a rumor. They had to scrap that idea.
Yeah, that was the original script.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Really?
Swear to God. Yeah, they had that script was floating around. I think that was like 2006, 2007 when that script was floating around. And then, yeah, they had like human and dinosaur hybrids. That would have been truly fucking awful. Oh my God, I can only imagine. I think they even had concept art too. That
because when I actually saw what it looked like, or when I saw that the little picture of it, it just made me think of that movie. What was that movie? The one when the scientists create a life, and then the guy ends up fucking.
Splice, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, Splice. That's all I was thinking about, just Splice.
Yeah. It's what it looked like.
I don't know, man. Splice was a messed up movie.
Splice was, yeah. It was...
I don't know what they were trying to do with that movie.
I appreciate their ambition, man, but that shit went to some uncomfortable levels for me. I was like,
it really did.
God, this is wrong. No.
Yeah.
I can only watch that once, man. Like, Jesus, yeah. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. It was like, first, you know, you see like a sexy Mewtwo. You're like, oh, that's a pretty sexy Mewtwo. And oh, yeah, sex with a sexy Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Oh, now that thing is a sexy Mewtwo Frieza.
Oh, yeah, that movie was fucked up. But, oh, man, Jurassic World, I think the trailer is cool. Like, I don't, it doesn't, like, give me too goddamn excited. I'm, like, jumping out of my seat, but I like it. I dig it.
Yeah, I got too many questions. Like, you know, like, how are they going to, are they going to say, like, how are they going to do the movie knowing everything that have happened before? Knowing that the dinosaur that got loose that ate a few people, knowing that the Jurassic Park the first time
right.
went haywire. Like, it looked like they said they got it tamed or whatever, and they had all these people. Because they had hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Plenty of people there. So the park, yeah, is up and running and is successful. Because I read a director came out, I read an article. He mentioned that because this park, this Jurassic World, in the movie, it's been open since 2005. So it'll be running for, I guess, 10 years when the movie comes out. So there's that. It's not like it just opened.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know how they got all those people there, and then yeah, kids going by themselves at a park with dinosaurs. What kind of bullshit is that?
Hey, yeah, well, yeah, I can see hesitation for that part of the story, but I don't know, man. I'm just kind of happy to see Jurassic Park back, man. Because even though we had two horrible sequels, I always still have a lot of love for that first film.
Do you really think it was horrible, the second one or the third one? Like, which one do you think? Because I keep hearing strong opinions about the third one not being as bad as the second one.
I don't think the third one is as bad. I think it's not good at all. third one, it did have one, I thought, one of the best sequences of all the movies, the pterodactyl sequence.
Yeah.
In the cage, I love the hell out of that sequence. That shit was badass to me. But yeah, that second one, man, I'm sorry, dude. That Ian Malcolm's daughter, that black child, man, no. When she was doing gymnastics and shit, I was like, stop.
You know, they were they made a point to let you know that she did gymnastics.
Oh god.
In the first 5-10 minutes of that movie. You're like, I wonder how this is going to play out. And then there she goes. She does it. She does it.
That was some bullshit, man. I mean, he had his moments. Don't get me wrong. He had his moments. Like, the two T-Rexes come and mess up their van. And they tear that one dude in half. I was like, okay, yeah, that's awesome. That's badass. And then, then it got to the end when T-Rex is, like, stumping around San Diego and shit. I was like, okay, this is kind of stupid. This is kind of fucking silly. I don't know, man. The thing I hope the sequel doesn't, this fourth one, Jurassic World, I hope it doesn't fall into that whole thing of, oh, look, we're harking it back to the old movie. Like, here, look here, because you see the movie, the trailer, yeah, the Gallimimus is running. It looks just like the original sequence. Then they have the Jurassic World, the cage opening, just like the cage from the first movie, or the open gate. I'm like, okay, it's kind of cool to have little modules and stuff. I just hope the movie's not full of that, and that's not all it is. That's my only fear. It's not like it's just a complete retread of that first film.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I'm not getting any bad vibes off of both of these two trailers that we saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been having a good movie season up till next week.
Damn. You're dreading that Hobbit movie, aren't you?
My fucking God, I am.
I heard it's the best one yet.
Oh, my
actually,
Lord.
Actually, no, I didn't hear that.
Okay, I'm about to say. I was going to say.
Man, I know you're excited, man, for that Peter Jackson fan fiction, man, for like 2.5 hours and 30 minutes of it's like actually from the book. I know you want that, CJ. I know you want that. Damn, you want that so bad? You just speechless right now.
So anyway, man.
Damn, just sidestep that shit.
yeah, you did. I'm just looking at it. I mean, I got people at work trying to tell me this is gonna be the best one. Gonna be more action and everything.
Man, I care. I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
The second movie that was just so. I'm not. Put it away, John. Put it away, Scotland, John. Put it in the barricade. Put it deep in the cave. It can't hurt you.
Yeah, I get the hate, man. I get the. I still like the movies, man. But I understand. I get it. I get it, man. there's no way in hell this book needs to be three hour movies.
No.
9 hours. No.
It gave me PTSD. Like, I can't even go see The Hunger Games 2 because, one, I already read the book for The Hunger Games. So I don't want to see Hunger Games Part 1. And then I gotta go back and see Hunger Games Part 2.
I get it, man. it's gonna be a fun review, man. Fun review, man. Back to that old school darkness. I can't wait. I cannot wait. That's also kind of sad in a way, man, because we're not gonna get any more of that true darkness, man. That's the real true darkness right there, man. The Hobbit. That's where it spawned from.
Yeah.
This is the end. Sad, man. Sad. I think we should throw a party.
Yeah, the dying party.
Shoot. Going to
a good friend on my Facebook got cancer. I'd rather throw a party for her. For cancer party.
Damn. Jesus.
I mean, like, she only have, like, 2 years to live, but this movie gets to come out and... Gosh. Life ain't fair, man.
No. Life is not fair sometimes. That is true. That is true. But you know what is fair, CJ?
What is fair?
What is fair, man? Have you seen the Suicide Squad casting, my friend?
No, I've been hearing about it.
Yeah, man.
Is it done?
It is official.
Okay.
It is official, man. And this is, I believe this is one hell of a cast. All right. So... Started off, you got Jared Leto as the Joker.
Okay, who's that guy?
Jared Leto. What was he? Dallas Buyers Club. He was the the crush guy who won an Academy Award. Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That was awesome.
Makes sense, right? Jared Leto's a Joker, right? Guy's a method actor, so yeah. Here's an interesting one. I don't know if you're going to be down with this or not. I know P1 probably going to hate this shit. Will Smith as Deadshot.
Okay. Okay, I mean, Deadshot we can wear a mask and stuff anyway, so...
I don't have a problem with it.
In the video game, what, he was shooting Batman from a distance and stuff, so...
Deadshot, he's kind of like a B-list, probably C-list villain, so... they're race-bending him in here, and like, I really don't give a shit, like, I
don't give it. You gotta have a helmet on, a mask or something.
Right, so you get Will Smith to play this role, like, okay, it's something a bit different for him. So I'm interested to see what he does with this role, especially since you got David Ayer at the helm. David Ayer is an awesome director most of the time. And he's also writing it, too, so that's also a thumbs up. So that's pretty cool.
Okay.
You also have Tom Hardy returning to the DC Universe as Rick Flagg. He's like a general of the Suicide Squad, so he's a major player. So it's gonna be.
He can't be Bane again.
No more Bane, man. That's the old Christopher Nolan shit. Ain't got nothing to do with his new universe.
What? Don't put him in there. I mean, I guess he had a radiator on his face. Not like I really know what Chris Hardy looked like. He already changed appearance every time. So
yeah.
I don't even know if you show me a picture of him right now with a picture of somebody else. I couldn't tell.
Oh, dude's a chameleon, man. He's a great actor. Great actor. Yeah. So yes, you also have Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. I think it's pretty awesome casting. You know who she is, right?
Oh, the Margot? I don't know who that Margot girl is.
Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, the lady with the head and legs spread in the...
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, and then here's where it takes a kind of a downhill turn, though. One of my least favorite actors working today. Okay. Jai Courtney.
Jaden Smith.
No.
Jaden Smith as Mr. Boomerang.
Might as well be Jaden Smith, though. Jai Courtney as Captain Boomerang.
Who is that?
All right, he's the guy. He was in the last Die Hard film. He played John McClane's son. That dude. And
he looks stupid, and Captain Boomerang is a stupid looking villain anyway. I don't care how badass you try to make Captain Boomerang. I mean, the only people that he tried fearing is Wayne. Wayne and Luke.
We got names. Captain Boomerang. I mean, what can you do with that, man? Like, seriously.
As Wayne and Luke, you know, they're trembling with fear. Like, they're upset that they took that national weapon and turned it into a villain.
Captain Boomer. I don't give a fuck about that. Anyway, yeah, and you have a newcomer.
Okay.
Model turned actress Cara Delevingne, I think that's how you say it, as Enchantress. And she is mostly associated with the magical side of the DC Universe, such as the Justice League Dark with Constantine and Zatanna and all that, and Man-Thing and all that good stuff. So.
Okay. And what is this actress from?
I don't think she's ever done anything before. I think this might be her first, I might be wrong, but hold on, let me look that up. She was in a couple stuff. She was in Anna Karenina. She's gonna be in the new Pan movie coming out next year. So she's done a couple of things and some other stuff. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. Oh, she's a radio DJ in Grand Theft Auto 5. Okay, that's kind of cool.
Oh yeah, hey yeah. I mean, man, that was a prominent role in that game.
So yeah, man, there you go. The Suicide Squad. Oh, not to mention. For Amanda Waller, they're looking at three interesting names. So on the short list for that, they have Viola Davis,
okay,
Octavia Spencer, and get this one, Oprah Winfrey.
My lord.
And
they need to get my mom. They need to get Mrs. Bear.
Mrs. Bear is Amanda Waller.
She will make the perfect Amanda Waller. Like, every time I watch the Justice League, I'm like, that could be my mama right there.
Man and shit.
Oh my lord, that pretty much her. That pretty much her. She, huh? It's like I want you to be this villain lady. Well, she's not really a villain, but she's not really a good guy either. She's in the Justice League movie. Huh? Yeah, a bad person. But she's not a bad person. She's just controlling bad people. She's like a super dictator, like you are at work. Yeah, I'm just saying, like you would be a great Amanda Waller. Yeah, I'll show you a video of this lady.
Oh God, don't do that.
She loves the Bible too. Like she always quoting Bible scriptures, like you do. I mean, she pretty much you. Yeah, so
sure.
If y'all out there, they come and get my Mama Bear. She will play a great part in this movie.
I mean, if you show her, don't show her an Assault on Arkham video of Amanda Waller.
I will show her Amanda Waller.
Slap the shit out of you. She's got that flat top.
I don't know. I don't know if she can pull that off. She probably could. I don't know. Get an afro or something like that. No. But, you know, I already thought about that because there was a Batman Beyond. You remember Batman Beyond where they were trying to end it off?
Yes.
And Terry McGinnis was talking to her at her old house?
Yes.
And then she's sitting there quoting, bringing out the good book in the Bible and everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that's my mom right there. That's Amanda Waller right there. She's like, I did what I had to do to protect the people. Mm. Oh, Lord, I can totally see my mom. I'm going to be mad. If they don't hire my mom for that, then I ain't watching this movie. This movie shit.
No, man, but yeah, I'm intrigued, man. I'm very intrigued by this casting news. It is very much on my radar, man. I actually think this is probably my most highest anticipated DC movie, man. I gotta say, which is crazy.
Is this your Guardians of the Galaxy?
And almost in a way, it is kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy. You got a band of misfits working together who shouldn't work together at all. Somehow they do, so. Yeah, man, this could be huge for DC, man. If they get it right, man, this could be very, very big, man. This could be very big.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hope it works out, man. I'm actually looking forward to it. Actually looking forward to it.
There you go.
There you go. Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad with Chicago mom. Mm.
Mama Bear.
Mama Bear is Amanda Waller.
There you go.
Totally. Totally a man of war. My mom was made to play that role. They're going to deny her chance of being a star. She was already in great films already as in Cooley High. She was an Afro black chick in the background.
Afro black chick in the background. Wow.
And she was also she also had a scene too in Good Times.
Okay.
Yeah. she did. Look it up. Y'all look it up. Find my mom.
Just trying to figure out if that's praise or not, but hey.
You mean praising? Cooler High is a classic.
All right. I didn't hear people no, you're highly of it, but okay.
If you and your failed black people would have talked about Ferguson, y'all would know about this stuff.
Sorry, we're out of the social norm. Excuse us, CJ.
Bougie. Excuse us. Calling me a bougie.
I don't know, man. It's just California thing. Who knows? Who knows?
And then also before we get going, are you excited for Exodus next week, or do you really care?
I don't give a fuck about that movie. I mean, I'll probably see it. I might hop in and review P1. That might be a cool review to be on, so I might do that. But am I excited to see it? No.
Yeah, I mean, do you really care about another Moses movie?
No.
Like, do we really need a Moses movie?
Not really. I mean, if it's entertaining, great. If the story's not jumbled, whatever, that's cool, man. But yeah.
Story not jumbled. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how jumbled can you not get with a man turning a stick into a snake and then
you'd be shocked.
Threatening a...
You would be shocked.
The only thing I'm happy is I can finally say that Batman, the King of the Jews, now.
Yes. Goddamn, that fucking casting, man. I still don't understand it, but hey, whatever. I guess it's just Hollywood sometimes.
Yeah, it's just Hollywood.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but hey, man, the movie's good, great, and now we'll stop talking shit, and hey. But, I don't know, man, we'll see, man, we'll see. Ridley Scott, man, he's, Jesus, he has not been bad. His bad average has been horrible as of late, so.
Right.
I do not have particularly high hopes for this movie, but. Never know. Never know.
Well, I mean, do we have any other questions or anything else before we get going?
Yes, we do have questions from last week, actually. Episode 50. Pull those up right now. First one comes from Holly. She says, say what? CJ showed up. Now that's a miracle.
Oh, my God, Holly.
So it's great to have you back for this episode, P1. Here's to 50 more episodes, and CJ, I'm glad to see you spending time with your child. Aww.
Goddamn.
Hey, you see, yeah, you know what? That was one of the golden spots about last week's episode, man, to see you finally spending time with your child after all these years. I was like, man, CJ is finally stepping up to the plate. Not only if he can step up to these podcasts and be on time and know how to communicate.
I did not
raise
no child. I went out that night to go drinking with my friend. That's exactly what I did. Because I was back home.
CJ, you ain't got to cover up, man. I know it takes some getting used to, being with your child and all that. I know. Uh-huh. I know it's jarring at first. But it's okay, CJ. It's okay.
Jarring that I didn't get a late-term abortion. That's what jarring.
Oh, man. But I know you had a great Thanksgiving with CJ. You know, spending with your child and your baby mother, man. That's just awesome. I mean, not many people can say that. Like, not many dads step up to the plate at some point, man, and like, say, like, you know what? I think it's time now. After 4 years, I think today is finally the day where I step up. I go out there, and I spend quality time with my baby mom that I abandoned all those years ago. That takes balls, CJ. That takes a lot of balls, man. And that's character growth, man. That's growth, man. That's a stepping stone towards you better man.
You welcome, what's your name? What's the girl name?
Ollie
Oxenfree. Thank you. I will be here more on time. I'll try to be at least, but I will never raise that child. I will come on time to the show before I raise that child. I'll let you know that right now.
It's okay, CJ. It's okay, man. I know. I'll let you get all out right now. I'll let you get all your hate and and your unfounded emotions, man. I get it, man. I get it. It's okay, man. All right. It's okay. We have help, man. You got us. You got us, CJ. Yeah, you got your podcast and friends. Quote-unquote friends. All right. So, yeah, just keep that in mind, CJ. That's all I ask. Just keep that in mind. All right, next question. Last question.
Yeah, next question.
Comes from Amethyst Chaos. She says, congrats, guys.
Happy belated birthday, by
Oh, yes. Yeah. Happy belated birthday, Ms. Chaos. She says, congrats, guys, for making a year of the darkness. And here's to making it to 100 and beyond. My question is, why isn't the darkness portrayed more badass in films or TV shows like Dracula Untold or Hellsing Ultimate? Huh. That's a good question.
Hellsing Ultimate?
Yeah. I've never seen Hellsing. I haven't even really heard. What is Hellsing Ultimate? Look that up. Like, Hellsing Ultimate.
And this girl, she should be like the TV vixen because she is all over the television
yeah.
stuff.
I think I've seen something about this. Yeah, she looks crazy as hell. That looks... Yeah, that's a creepy looking shit. Yeah, I don't know, Ms. Chaos. This is a good question. I don't know. People should hop on that, though. Like I tell you for sure one thing. The darkness is going to be spreading next week when that hop review comes out. So I don't know. Maybe that'd be influential and instrumental in playing into darkness being a part of more films. So, hey.
We didn't end this.
Maybe then. I don't know. What was your take on that, CJ?
Oh, that show?
No, why isn't the darkness portrayed more badass at films or TV shows?
They can't handle it, that's all.
Can't handle it. Okay, you might have a point, man. I don't know. You might have a point.
It is a point. They just can't handle it.
Yeah, it takes a lot of energy to contain all that, man, to live with it. Because I've been living with it for the last year. You've been living with it longer, so. Yeah, man, so.
I feel like he's killing me. He's going to kill me next week.
Oh, yeah, he's gonna reach that boiling point. It's going to come to a head. Yeah. Just pop.
I'm going to drink so much. Watch
it. I'm going to ruin so many windshields that week. I could just see it.
Yeah, I know, right? I think I may even want to raise a child. And it goes, no, nothing ever get me. Nothing would ever get me that bad. Where I'd rather raise that child than see that movie.
Well, CJ, the power of love, man, like Interstellar.
Oh, being a bookshelf, knocking books over, saying, I hate you.
Like, man, that movie's more relevant than you think, CJ. See that?
I hate.
Like him around. look, spell out Gloriel and Sand or whatever the fuck that was.
I'll go to hell and stand for her.
Come back, Gloriel.
Oh, God. I pray this girl never ever finds these tapes to listen to it.
Too late. People in our able selection.
You should just send it to her on her 18th birthday. She's like, who is this man? And who is this? Chicago John and Darkness and saying my name. It's not like we're saying like a common name like Susan or something like that. You know, she's gonna know. We're talking about her. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know how many other people. I mean, there's a lot of ghetto people out there, but.
Oh man, yeah, that's gonna be something, man. When she finally turns 18 and she finally hears all these episodes, she's like, oh wow, this is what my dad's been up to before he started becoming part of my life. Wow, this guy was kind of a dick.
Well, one, she's not going to say my dad at all.
She's talking about CJ. You're going to be in too deep at that point, man. You're going to be all up in it, dude. Probably going to have another child. I don't know.
I probably have a real child that I actually care for.
L'Oreal 2, man. L'Oreal 2.0.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, I got a little sister. Oh, that's going to be so cute. So I can't wait for the family pictures of that. See, also part about it too is that you're actually gonna be in the pictures this time. Oh, that is gonna be so adorable. Yeah, see, man, see. Ah, she came around, dude. Man, look, moving on up, CJ. Moving on up.
There we go, people. Well, this has been the darkness once again. Yeah, we may not be back next week because of that crappy movie. I may have shot myself.
yes, people. That is another edition of Darkness episode 51 to be exact. Pleasure as always fun. You actually made on time today, so that was nice. and put my goddamn hair out. So, hey, this is keep it up, CJ. Keep it up, man. Like I said, man.
Well, thank you. And if you always want to send questions, you can send questions to moviespoiler.com podcast. You can listen to us on Not Worth the Kick in the Ass and the Movie Spoilers podcast website.
Yes, indeedy, folks. Yeah. This is actually the first Darkness of December, and we're prepared for a lot of content this month, folks. Got a lot of stuff going up on the Movie Spoilers website, so be prepared. Even that review that CJ can't wait for. So, yes, people, keep it locked. I'm your host, Cody.
I'm Chicago John.
And who knows? Maybe CJ will finally get Gloriel. Maybe on the Christmas episode. That'd be nice.
Definitely won't happen.
Little Christmas spirit.
Probably won't happen at all.
So, yes, keep on, people. You never know what's going to happen on Darkness.
We know that's not going to happen. So, yeah, goodbye.
Later, you beautiful bastards.
Peace.
Darkness, everybody. Darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody. Darkness.